It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, February 27th, 2020. Today we remember that African-American contralto Marian Anderson was born on this date in Philadelphia in 1897. She performed in concerts and recitals in major music venues and with famous orchestras throughout the United States and Europe for 40 years, beginning in 1925. Although she was offered roles with many important European opera companies, she declined, saying she had no training in acting. She preferred instead to perform in concerts and recitals only. She did, however, perform operatic arias within her concert and recital program. She made many recordings that reflected her broad performance repertoire, which ranged from concert literature to lieder to opera to traditional American songs and spirituals. She became an important figure in the struggle for black artists to overcome racial prejudice in the United States during the mid-20th century. In 1939, the Daughters of the American Revolution refused permission for her to sing to an integrated audience in Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. The incident propelled her into the spotlight on the world stage to a degree unusual for a classical musician. With the aid of First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt and the President, Anderson performed a critically acclaimed open-air concert on Easter Sunday, April 9, 1939, on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. She sang before an integrated crowd of more than 75,000 people and a radio audience in the millions. She continued to break barriers for black artists in the United States, becoming the first black person ever, American or otherwise, to perform at the Metropolitan Opera in New York City on January 7, 1955. Her performance as Ulrica in Giuseppe Verdi's A Masked Ball at the Met was the only time she sang an operatic role on stage. She also worked for several years as a delegate to the United Nations Human Rights Committee and as a goodwill ambassador for the State Department, giving concerts all over the world. She participated in the civil rights movement in the 1960s, singing at the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom in 1963. The recipient of numerous awards and honors, she was presented the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1963, the Congressional Gold Medal in 1977, the Kennedy Center Honors in 1978, the National Medal of the Arts in 1986, and a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1991. Marian Anderson died of congestive heart failure on April 8, 1993, at age 96. She had suffered a stroke just a month earlier. Her life and art have inspired many other writers and artists, most notably Leontine Price and Jesse Norman. In 2002, scholar Molefe Kite-Asante included Anderson in his book, The 100 Greatest African Americans. On January 27, 2006, a commemorative U.S. postage stamp honored her as part of its Black Heritage series. She's also pictured on the U.S. $5,000 Series I bond. And on April 20, 2016, United States Secretary of the Treasury Jacob Lew announced that Anderson will appear along with Eleanor Roosevelt on the back of a redesigned $5 bill scheduled to be unveiled this year on the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, which granted women in America the right to vote. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, February 27th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.